Beyond Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is happening and welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Friday, June 8th. Now, is this the end soon of the NBA Finals or of the Pistons coaching search? I got a feeling we might be in for a Friday news dump today, so I wanted to get this episode up first thing Friday morning. This is your boy, Matt Shook, an AP writer out here in Chicago, covering the NBA, Pistons fan and follower my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Thank you for making us part of your daily routine, the commute, the morning grind, whatever it is that you listen to the Locked On Pistons podcast. Just thanks for the listen. Give us a subscription to the show on wherever you get your podcasts and let me know if you're having trouble finding us. Also, give us a rating. We would appreciate that. It's a free podcast, so give us some love or rate or let us know how much you hate it. Obviously, the ratings will make us easier to find on iTunes and all the other subscription lists out there so other Pistons fans can get into the Locked On Pistons routine just like you are today. We are going to be talking about a look ahead to tonight. Game 4 of the NBA Finals could be our last night of basketball for the season. And we'll be giving the latest on the Pistons coaching search and front office search as well. Is it Dwayne versus Ime right now? Is that all it is? Is it that simple? Two guys vying to coach this Detroit Pistons basketball team trying to return to glory. And speaking of returning to glory, today in Pistons playoff playback, we're going back to the 1989 season, the first of the Bad Boys Championships, a pivotal victory to help tear the hearts out of the Lakers in the season that the Pistons would become champions for the first time in franchise history. A good look back there. But first, we spend a lot of time on this show talking about the NBA and the Pistons, but maybe we need to spend some more time on what's also important in life, and that is sex. Good sex. And I know you've just been waiting for me to talk about sex as you listen to the Locked On Pistons podcast here on a daily basis. But remember that when you had the good sex, that was fun. Or now maybe you don't. Maybe you have never had that. And I've got something for you here. Well, not me, but a product for you. And anyways, now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up. BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue, B-L-U-E, chew.com. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know that they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, maybe before you listen to the Locked On Pistons podcast, or maybe you prefer after you listen to the Locked On Pistons podcast, or maybe during you're listening of the Locked On Pistons podcast, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Maybe this weekend, maybe after you hear about who the Pistons are going to hire as their coach, or maybe you will run into someone, or maybe your special someone that is already in your life. Maybe the opportunity will arise sometime soon. Blue Chew is prescribed online and ships straight to your door in a discreet package. So obviously that's a good thing. So no in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy with people always wondering what you're doing at the pharmacy. And best of all, no more awkwardness, which would be good for me, especially during this ad read. They're made in the USA, which is important, America first. And since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. So right now we've got a special deal for Locked On Pistons listeners. We all need a little help in this department at times. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code NBA. Again, visit BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com, and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code NBA. All you got to do is pay $5 in shipping. Again, that's BLUE, not BLEW. That's something totally different. Well, I guess not that different, but BlueChew.com, promo code NBA to try it free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. I can't tell you how quickly after this ad read that I'm getting it done that I'm going to be typing in BlueChew.com and ordering this product, like hopefully you guys all are too. So thanks to BlueChew.com for sponsoring Locked On Pistons. All right, now that we got your sex problems solved, let's talk hoops. Cavs-Warriors tonight, probably the final time for these two teams to meet in the NBA Finals. Could be the last time for LeBron in Cleveland as well. Should be a weird night on tap for NBA fans. Golden State favored by 5 points in this game on the road. This happened last year with Golden State going up 3-0 and looking to close out the Cavaliers in Cleveland on their home court with the sweep. But Cleveland won that game. They dropped 24 threes in that one, forcing game five. So we will see. Certainly not all but over, or it is all but over, but certainly not over at this point. We'll see if Cleveland and the Franz respond. You know, there's something to be said for not wanting to have your rivals knock you off on your home court, much like the Pistons did in game four in 1989. We'll get into that one a little bit later. But, you know, so Cleveland could certainly get the win and force a game five where you would expect a romp at home for Oakland and the Golden State Warriors there. Of course, now the big discussion other than LeBron and where he's going to go is tied around the finals MVP, as it happens with a blowout series sometimes. And I don't know. I mean, Steph had a pretty big stinker in game three there, while Durant had maybe one of his better games of his career after being a little bit silent in game one and a little better in game two. Curry was so good in game three, knocking down the nine threes there. So like I said, probably up in the air, but at the end of the day, when the Warriors win this title, whether it's tonight or whether it's after game five there, let's not forget how unremarkable this Warriors season was. I've already heard, you know, some of the people looking at Bill Simmons did a podcast with Charles Oakley that you might want to listen to. I thought he overbilled it a little bit this morning when it was released, but he talked a lot about how this Golden State team, how they stack up in history, how this season in particular stacks up in history. I don't want this season and this team and this year to be rewritten in history just because, you know, we have to be prisoners of the moment right now, especially with the LeBron versus Michael Jordan argument and even this Warriors team right now. I mean, this is a team that seemed bored throughout the season, a team that probably would have lost the Western Conference Finals to Houston if Chris Paul doesn't get hurt. Now, let's not make this anything other than what it is. Obviously, the most talented and best team, kind of sleepwalking to some extent through a season, catching a big break in the third round, and then trashing a bad finals opponent. One great game three by Kevin Durant doesn't change that. And if you're someone who talks about the NBA, someone who writes about the NBA, maybe it's in your best interest to play this up as, you know, is this the best team since Jordan's Bulls, or, you know, back to the Celtics or the Lakers or some of those teams from back in the day. Obviously, remember, think about a franchise that doesn't get brought up when you talk about those great teams from the 80s. But anyway, I don't think Kevin Durant's great game three changes that. The fact that this has been a pretty good series for the first three games in terms of competitiveness, the Cavs, you know, they got to be commended at times, other than that, you know, the J.R. Smith at the end of game one and the inability to stop Steph Curry and Kevin Durant at times in game two and three. Other than that, you know, the Cavs have brought it. They have been everything that you could have hoped for in terms of a finals opponent against a very good, if not great, Golden State team. But I don't want to just, you know, talk about this as if it's the greatest thing we've ever seen in history. It's going to be a sweep between a very good team and a mediocre finals team, and that's what it is. But to know more about this series, obviously you should be listening to the Locked On Warriors and Locked On Cavs podcast, the Locked On NBA podcast. We had Kevin Pelton joining David Locke on the Locked On NBA show. You should check that one out as well. The Locked On Podcast Network, the local experts on the biggest stories of the NBA. And just so you know, so you're planning your weekend ahead, if the Cavaliers do get the win tonight in Game 4, Game 5 will be another two-day rest. So we're looking at Monday night in Oakland, so keep that in mind. Both 9 o'clock starts tonight and Monday if necessary as well. So no games on Saturday or Sunday, so you can kind of enjoy the weekend with those nights and do whatever you do on weekends there. Maybe getting the BlueChew.com shipped very quickly for this weekend so that maybe you can have Monday off of those types of activities instead. But Pistons GT also this weekend playing in the Turn tournament, the T-U-R-N tournament. I think they're going with kind of a golf turn at the clubhouse kind of motif there, but they do the 4 weeks of regular season that have already happened with the NBA 2K League. The Pistons GT team is involved in the inaugural season of, but they stop it and do these mid-season tournaments as well, and this is one of them. $150,000 of prize money is up for grabs this weekend, with half of that, 75 G's plus, going to the winning team. The Pistons GT team, based on their regular season performance so far, the 4 seed in the tournament, and are playing at 6 o'clock Eastern tonight against the Warriors Gaming Squad. So a little bit of a pregame for Golden State fans as well. And maybe the Pistons GT team can take them down and say, hey, if we can't get into the real NBA Finals, at least we can knock down the champions in the NBA 2K League. But if the NBA, if the Pistons GT team wins, they will be playing in the 2 p.m. quarterfinal game on Saturday, single elimination tournament as it goes on. So we'll be keeping an eye on that this weekend and passing along their results early next week here on the podcast. But we're also going to be updating today the latest on the Pistons coaching search and looking ahead to what could be going down very, very soon. But if your company wants to reach men between the ages of 18 and 44 years old, you should be sponsoring this podcast. Locked On Pistons is listened to by 98% men and 80% between the ages of 18 to 44. So if that demo sounds good to you, this is your spot. Plus, we've got reasonable rates. So email me at Matt_Schoch, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com to find out more.
Yes, sir!
A little bit later on in the show, we'll be doing our Pistons playoff playback segment. Since we can't live in the present with the Pistons in the playoffs and the finals, we will have to relive the past a little bit. Going back to 1989, one of the better seasons for Pistons fans in the history. But for the present, we're down to two, right? Or are we? As far as coaching candidates for the Detroit Pistons, updating the news since our last podcast on Wednesday, you saw that John Beilein took himself out of consideration for the Detroit Pistons head coaching job and indicated that he's looking forward and putting the final touches on an extension for him to stay with Michigan and plotting the course for him to finish his career with the Wolverines, the 65-year-old. And that was pretty much what I figured and what most Pistons and Michigan fans figured is that what would happen is at the end of the day that he wouldn't keep pursuing this opportunity. Although kudos to him for seeing something out there and making the calls and going for it. He says he obviously didn't want this stuff to go as public as it did, which is typical Beilein. But sounds like Beilein will be married to Michigan for the rest of his coaching career, and I think that's a good thing. And even for the Detroit Pistons too. He also went out of his way to make sure to note to the Free Press and Nick Baumgartner that he was not offered the job by the Pistons and turned it down. He was a finalist and then took himself out of consideration. Now, Mark Stein of New York Times, formerly of ESPN.com, had a tweet yesterday that said Kenny Smith might. It's unclear what the tweet meant, but it said that he was given serious consideration. I don't know if that's a present tense or a past tense, but sources say Detroit was intrigued enough by Smith's candidacy to give him serious consideration, according to that tweet from Mark Stein. And I think that means the past tense. I think that he's no longer involved. And in Adrian Wojnarowski's articles about, you know, Beilein and Dwayne Casey and Ime Udoka being the final candidates, or being the candidates being brought to Tom Gores in California, and then Vince Ellis of the Free Press then reporting that Beilein wasn't actually going out to California because he had already met with Tom Gores over Memorial Day weekend. Now, it never really came out and said these are the three finalists and it's going to be one of these three guys. So it's worth noting that, you know, although it seems like we're down to two in the public eye right now, it's never really been said by any of these articles that that's pretty much the done deal as far as the coaching search right now. The interviews did wrap up on Wednesday with Casey meeting Tuesday in California with Tom Gores and the ownership group that's finding this search and doing the search. Ed Stefanski kind of being in charge of it right now. And then Ime Udoka, the Spurs assistant, he met on Wednesday with those guys as well. I still feel like there's a good chance that Dwayne Casey tells the Pistons thanks, but no thanks. Looks at his $6.5 million check that he's getting from Toronto this year anyway. Takes the year off and looks ahead to next season's coaching candidacies instead. And Detroit ends up with Ime Udoka, which is not all bad. He seems like a great young coach and could be a nice innovative player, former player on the sidelines for the Pistons, and could be signaling some good days ahead for Detroit. But on the other hand, it's been pretty quiet on the front office search lately, and hopefully that comes soon. As far as the names that we've heard, Brent Berry sounds like a Matt Millen type pick to me. I'm more of a Trajan Langdon guy. He's still my pick there, but who knows? We're all kind of just waiting on Woj bombs at this point. Like I said, I think with Friday here, you might be expecting to hear something. Also, Brian Colangelo is now available. The Philadelphia 76ers, famous of the apparently wife burner accounts. I don't know if I quite buy that as far as the Twitter accounts, but And we all know that who he used to work with in Toronto. And that's right, that's Ed Stefanski, who is running the search right now for the Detroit Pistons. For what it's worth, I want no part of Brian Colangelo. Hopefully, the stupidity showed by he and his wife have played themselves out of the big boy chairs in the NBA. But by the way, we are now 13 days from the NBA draft, 2 weeks from Thursday yesterday. So Thursday, June 21st, is the NBA draft, which is, again, speculation from me at this point, but you probably got to get a front office right now, right? You would think that at least a front office, hopefully a coach as soon as possible. I think you might have hires maybe announced today or possibly this weekend, get those people into Detroit or wherever they're going to be this weekend to get the preparation done, and they can get to work with the ground running next week. The draft is in 13 days, and we can't be messing around too much longer. I know that the Pistons don't have a first-round pick, but there's you have to have your team in place during the draft. That's a rule that we can't look past right now, and obviously it's not a rule, but you would think that any competent NBA franchise would have their ducks in line by the time the draft preparation really gets heating up, and we're past that point now. But you know, it's ridiculous if this goes on to anything other than early Monday morning or by Monday. If something's not done by then, I'm going to be freaking out on this podcast on Tuesday about what the hell's going on with this franchise. I know there's many of you listening out there that are probably already at that point. There's many of you out there that think that I should be screaming and yelling already. But, you know, we're kind of numb. We're a little bit lethargic of a fan base right now. There hasn't been, you know, too much to get excited about in either direction. And if this thing, this offseason has gone pretty much as badly as you could have possibly imagined with the Stan Van Gundy firing, and I'm not saying I disagree completely with the firing, but how long it took to make that decision, and especially the decision that's going to blow up the entire franchise where you have to remake it, and then the lack of urgency shown to remake that in a timely manner. Just unbelievable, just completely unbelievable. And, it's really trying the patience of this podcaster and the fan base out there as well, and what's left of it in the Detroit area. So, guys, let me know what you think. Am I out of line in thinking that this is crazy that this has taken so long, or do you think I should be yelling and screaming from the rooftops already? But today, let's go back. Let's put the blood pressure down. Let's get ready for a nice weekend in the summer in Detroit, in Michigan, or wherever you're listening to this podcast from. Hopefully, you've got an enjoyable plans lined up for nothing but a great June summer. And today, we're going to look back on Pistons playoff play back to 1989. Happier times for Detroit Pistons fans, since we can't live in the present. We're going to relive the past. But it's June, so you should be thinking about the NFL too as well. Speaking of 12-month-a-year sports, listen to Locked On Lions, Matt Derry of Detroit Radio. You've heard him here on Locked On Pistons, and you've heard him over the years on Detroit Radio as well. You should be checking that out every day. Check out the landing page, LockedOnSports.com. We got you covered on the Locked On Network, your team every day. Now time for Pistons playoff playback 1989, the first championship season of the Bad Boys. I went back and watched the last 7 minutes of this game on YouTube. I encourage you guys to do the same. This was after game one when the Pistons won 109-97 in that one at the Palace of Auburn Hills against the Los Angeles Lakers in a repeat of the 1988 matchup in the NBA Finals that the Lakers won in seven games. So then in game two, the Lakers needed to respond, and that's today. Pistons playoff playback, June 9th, 1989, 29 years ago today. The Lakers led throughout until the Pistons got a transition layup from Mark Aguirre that tied the score in the third quarter, but more importantly, with 4:39 to go in the third, by the way, tied the score at 75-75. More importantly, while running back on defense, Magic Johnson pulled his left hamstring. He had a hamstring injury throughout the regular season as well, and just obviously in pain while he was still kind of stumbling around the court after the timeout by the Lakers there. The trainer, Gary Vitti, who was with the team up until a couple years back, I believe, with the Lakers during the Kobe and Shaq era, the Palace fans were celebrating the run, and Magic, it was just a bizarre scene to have him holding his left hamstring and seeing in his face the not only the pain, but also the realization that this could be it for him this season in terms of playing meaningful minutes for the Los Angeles Lakers, and a guy who grew up in the state of Michigan, a Lansing guy, a Michigan guy himself. Just a bizarre scene to see that. Dick Stockton, who did the game play-by-play-wise on CBS on TV that day, along with Hubie Brown, a younger Hubie Brown, as he went to commercial, said, "I've never seen him look like that," with the face that Magic Johnson showed. He tried to play he was out for the rest of that game. He tried to play early on the first 5 minutes of game three a few days later in Los Angeles, but he couldn't do it. Byron Scott missed the entire series for the Lakers. He was already out with an injury as well. But still, despite that being tied with 4:39 to go in the third quarter, the Lakers took an 8-point lead after that into the fourth quarter with guys like Michael Thompson, Klay Thompson's dad, and Tony Campbell, a Pistons former first-round pick in 1984 who played his first three seasons with Detroit before catching on with the Lakers as a free agent. Campbell had 15 points in that game, had some big clutch hoops down the stretch, but it was neck and neck until the end when James Worthy was fouled on a drive by Dennis Rodman with 2 seconds left, and then down two, he missed the first free throw and then made the second to put the Lakers down one. So a big game. James didn't come up big, missing that first free throw. So Isaiah Thomas got fouled, makes a pair of free throws, and the Lakers didn't even get a shot off down three with 1 second left. The Palace crowd goes crazy. 108 to 105 is the final score for the Pistons in the win. Finals MVP that year, Joe Dumars had 33 points in the win, 21 from Isaiah, 18 from Vinnie Johnson. So let me know what you know, but think about that memory, what you remember about those games as well. Give us a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Schoch, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. Give us a like on the Facebook page, Locked On Pistons -Matt Schoch as well. But as we mentioned earlier, BlueChew.com. Check us out, our new sponsor there. We've solved all your sexual problems in addition to giving you a daily Detroit Pistons podcast here. Go visit them on the website, BlueChew.com. Use promo code NBA, and your first shipment will be free. All you got to pay is the $5 shipping costs. Again, support our sponsor and help us out in that very special part of your life that maybe we don't talk about here enough here on the Locked On Pistons Pod. Maybe we'll start a whole new segment of sexual stories of all of our listeners and also your host here. Well, maybe we won't do that. But Blue Chew, BlueChew.com. Use promo code NBA. Support the podcast while helping out yourself and your significant other or whoever it is that you lie down with at night. But check us out on Twitter, on Facebook, all that other stuff as well. This is your host, Matt Schoch, for Locked On Pistons, the love expert. So thanks for listening, everyone, and appreciate all the support you give the podcast. We'll be staying tuned for news. If there's any news on hirings, if it's a coach, we'll put up an emergency podcast as quickly as we can this weekend. But otherwise, you can expect to hear from us Monday morning. And thanks for listening, everyone. Enjoy the weekend.